Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, because of COVID, many elective procedures have been put on hold, and among them are IVF treatments. On the line is John Kennedy, Group Medical Director at Sims IVF in Dublin. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John.
Who made the decision, or was it a voluntary decision?
It was mostly a voluntary decision. We took advice. We take advice and guidance from the European Society of Human Reproduction. They have said quite clearly that people should be avoiding getting pregnant through fertility treatments at the moment. There's a host of different reasons for that. So that was around mid-March that announcement came out. So at that point, we were already winding up. And then with the lockdown and whether or not we're considered essential or non-essential services, we're on the list. We're not on the list of essential services. So while nobody has actually come knocking on our door and saying you have to close, obviously the correct thing to do is to stop procedures at the moment.
And the procedures as well, it'd be difficult to carry them out, I assume, because of social distancing.
It's impossible to do the procedures and maintain social distancing.
Having said all that, though, and it's the right thing to do and the necessary thing to do, for some couples where time is of the essence, this must be really heartbreaking.
It's incredibly difficult, and it wasn't a decision that was made lightly. I think what I've often said is the world is broadly divided into three categories: those who have children, those who don't have children but don't want them, and then the others. These are people who want children but don't have them, or want more children and are struggling to get them. And the first two groups really don't have much of a handle on the third group at all. They don't have a nod about what these people are going through. And I think that the group of subfertile couples and women in the country are feeling particularly isolated at the moment because they feel they can't express their despair, frustration, worries and fears because, sure, isn't it much worse for everybody? And isn't there actual problems going on and all this kind of stuff? But it is a tremendously difficult and isolating thing for them. And time is a huge factor. We know that when it comes to fertility, one of the single most important determinants is a woman's age. So these months could potentially matter. So we're hoping that this will be resolved, well, sooner rather than later. But as to when that is, your guess is really as good as mine.
So is there anything you can do with four couples in the meantime?
We're still running consults. We're still engaging actively with our patients. We're doing phone reviews. We're answering emails. The doctors, the nurses, and the counselors are all still available. And we're making plans. We're sticking an awful lot of people in a holding pattern. One of the questions we get asked an awful lot is, well, when you do reopen, isn't there going to be an enormous backlog? And the short answer is probably, yeah, there is. But that's actually relatively easier to deal with, I think. I think when we can open, it'll be all hands to the pumps. It'll be very much extended opening hours. We'll be looking at all these things to try to get these people through as quickly and efficiently as possible in a very safe fashion, obviously.
Now, I assume if you're pregnant, you're pregnant. It doesn't really matter how it happened. Are there risks associated with being pregnant and COVID-19?
That's a good question. And the short answer to that is we really don't know, but we don't think so. There were concerns because of this family of viruses. It goes like maybe SARS and MERS and those other viruses, which we do know can be associated with poorer pregnancy outcomes, lower birth rate and premature delivery, things of that ilk. The preliminary data, and this is all very, very preliminary, suggests that this isn't a problem with COVID-19, that it doesn't get transmitted from mother to baby, and it doesn't have a direct impact on the pregnancy. Of course, if you become severely ill and require ICU admission or intubation or something like that while you're pregnant, that in and of itself can have a severe impact on the pregnancy. But the secondary effects don't seem to be there. But we don't know. This hasn't been around long enough. There haven't been enough cases looked at. And we're all very, very scared of being wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. So the precautionary principle to the extreme,
exactly.
I would have thought. Is there anything then your clinic or clinics like yours can do at the moment to kind of retool your skills and help out with the battle with COVID-19?
And that's something we're looking at as well. Obviously, I'm not going to force anybody to re-engage, but our nurse and our doctors have approached us about going back into the HSE and offering their skills and volunteering their skills. I'm not sure how much use it is. I was a friend of mine sent me a meme. I'm sure a lot of your viewers have seen this. Like, practice social distancing, or it'll be a psychiatrist who intubates you. You know, so, but obviously there, we would all have a role to play. At the moment, the clinic is still open enough that, or at least there's enough activity and phone calls, and we're still engaging with enough with patients enough to keep ourselves busy. But as that, as this drags on, that will change, and I think there may be some secondment back to the public service.
Yeah, John, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's John Kennedy. He's Group Medical Director at SIMS IVF Clinic in Dublin. We're going to take a break after that. News from around the world.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.